The pandemic is making America rethink its shunning of midwifery.
In a normal year, Robina Khalid might take on 70 to 80 clients at her midwifery practice in New York City. But 2020 has not been a normal year. She got around 150 calls in the first half of March alone. Some inquiring women were already late in their third trimester, she says, but were terrified of having their babies in a hospital for fear of contracting COVID-19. Ms. Khalid's practice was not the only one inundated by calls from women entertaining the idea of a home birth. As the virus spread, so too did interest in alternative birthing options. Even in cities at first less hard hit than New York, many expectant mothers avoided hospitals where they could. Nancy Gaber, chair of obstetrics and gynecology at the George Washington University Hospital in Washington, D.C., noticed an initial uptick in unplanned home births around the time the World Health Organization, or WHO, declared the coronavirus outbreak a pandemic. In the past, midwives have tended to be marginalized in America. Licensing rules vary across states, and insurance coverage for midwifery services is patchy. By contrast, Sweden has a 300-year-old tradition of professional midwifery. When a hospital in London recently went into partnership with a football stadium to give women a safe place for their prenatal checkups during the pandemic, midwives were among the staff immediately brought in to help. In poorer countries too, midwives are essential to maternal and public health.